Jody Denberg live in Studio 1A with a room full of Concert Club members. Welcome, y'all. Thanks for being here on this Friday. Halloween weekend and everything. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman are engineers, and this is a real, real treat. This band is playing tonight at the Mohawk, and earlier, Lori Gallardo described them as Christmas in July on acid. And I was down with that description, I mean, if you're good with it. Of Montreal has a new album called Innocence Reaches. We're going to talk to them in a moment, but I think we should hear some live music on KUTX of Montreal.
To me. I want to objectify. I want to object. Are you something fashion free? Talk to me, talk to me. Amalgam, I think that you're great. Let's relate. I want to relate. I want to be mortified. I want to diverge. Are you something eloquent? Talk to me, talk to me. How do you identify? How do you ID? Are you something fashion wild? Talk to me. Amalgam, I think that you're great. Let's relate. I already like you. I like that you like you. I think that you're great. I want to. Let's relate. Let's relate. Let's relate. Reading the scorpion collage in my manier longtemps atelier. Summer sobbing in the Père Lachaise, sending clicking sounds into the void. Till I was clear of all reflexive anger and the dodgy hate you song. If that chill to be a failure, though I've been in deprivation too long, let's relate. Let's relate. Let's relate.
KUTX of Montreal, who are playing tonight at the Mohawk. Let's Relate. The new album is Innocence Reaches. Thank you all very much. Enjoyed it. That was fun. So here we are, Halloween weekend, and of Montreal is always a band that's had a lot of visual identity. In fact, like, we tweeted out your latest picture today, and everyone was in drag, and it was very colorful. So does Halloween have any special meaning for you, Kevin? You have a cat on your sweater, actually.
There. Well, it's funny because our show, yeah, like you said, there are a lot of costume changes, and it's very theatrical already. So Halloween, it's basically like Halloween every show, you know. So it would be less interesting if I was just gonna wear one costume and just be one character, because I do so much, go through so many different changes throughout the set.
Of Montreal has existed for 20 years, so obviously you've gone through a lot of stylistic changes during that period. The new record, Innocence Reaches, certainly has a dance feel to it. Was there music you have been listening to that led you there, or what brought you to the sound of the latest record?
Well, I was working in this studio in Paris, and the only thing I really had to work with were drum machines and synthesizers, so that kind of got me back into writing, using those tools or whatever. And when I got back to my home studio, it sort of just carried over, and it just kept wanting to make that kind of electronic dance music, contemporary sounding stuff.
Do you like to go out to clubs and dance?
I do, but I wish that, I mean, like, I think about how dance clubs must have been in like the, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, whatever, 80s even. Because now it's just unrelenting house music, or, you know, it just becomes too samey, and it's not as much fun. So, I don't know, it's too much power bottom, really.
Have you ever, or would you like to DJ yourself for a night and mix it up the way you want to hear it?
Yeah, but then people get bored because they really just want that house music anyways. They're getting what they want, and I never get what I want.
This is kind of an off-the-beaten-path question, but the album, an album or two ago, Lousy with Sylvie and Briar. So we would play that record, and I would try to look up what Sylvie and Briar was so I could inform everyone. But every reference to Sylvie and Briar just led me back to your band of Montreal. Is that a word that you coined, or?
Yeah, so it's sort of an homage to Sylvia Plath. And yeah, it's thinking of what kind of ivy would have her name. Maybe there's some sort of shrub or something being named after her.
Well, mystery solved, but still, the title's still just as enigmatic. I really enjoy it, and the album itself. The new one is called Innocence Reaches. We're here with Of Montreal. I've lived in Austin for a long time, and we have always been thought of as a center for music, as has Athens, Georgia. And Austin's gone through a lot of changes. What do you see where you live back in Athens these days as far as music? You know, how's it going?
It's going well. I mean, Athens has always been, you know, this weird little spot in Georgia. I mean, Georgia is not really known for, I guess it's very similar to what you have in Austin. You know, it's not, Texas is not the most progressive state, and neither is Georgia. And so, but then you have this little spot for some reason where, like, all the kind of more liberal, more artsy, open-minded people to sort of gravitate to the one city and make it something special. And Athens is like that. There's still a bunch of small clubs where bands can play, and you can kind of get your thing together in a friendly environment. And so it works in that way.
And it's still working.
Yeah, I think so.
Someone was telling me your first Austin gig was right across the street at the Hole in the Wall. Is that possible?
Yeah, that was, yeah. We played South by Southwest. It was so long ago. It was probably like 98 or something.
Well, congratulations on 20 years of making great music, and also music the way you want to make it. It's really inspiring to artists to see an artist who just follows his own vision and seems to do what he wants to do. And that's a beautiful thing. 20 years, almost as many members have come through Of Montreal during that time frame. A great band today, not a guitar in sight. Would you mind, which is, you know, wonderful. Would you mind introducing the band before we do the next song?
Sure. Clayton Ricklick on the drums. and Davey Pierce on the synth bass thing. Nicholas Dobratz. And everybody's favorite, JoJo Glidewell.
And Kevin Barnes. The band is of Montreal. They're at the Mohawk tonight. The new album is Innocence Reaches, and we have another live song. What did you choose for this one?
It's from the new record, A Sport and a Pastime.
of Montreal, live on KUTX, and playing tonight at the Mohawk. The new album is Innocence Reaches, and that was A Spirit and a Pastime. Thank y'all for being here today. A sport and a pastime. It's the Halloween thing it's getting to me. And I had to tell you, about 5 years ago, I got your cassette box, and that's kind of a little prized possession of mine. So that was a real stroke on your part. Thank you for that. And we look forward to the show tonight. Doors are at 8, of Montreal plays at 10. And if you need more information, mohawkaustin.com. And thank y'all for being here, Concert Club members. If y'all stick around, we're going to do another song off the airwaves, and then we'll post all three, the audio from all three, at kutx.org. And we have our multimedia team here, so we'll also be posting some videos. Tonight at the Mohawk, and today live on KUTX of Montreal.